Well, hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges that are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. If you're new to these challenges and you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It's a great intro to the topics we look at in more depth in these challenges. We follow a weekly rhythm, a new idea Mondays, we get into the Bible Tuesdays. Wednesdays, we see how the Bible changes us. Thursdays, we try to change that and live it out. And then Friday is a day we reflect and pray. Saturday is a day for rest. Sunday is a great day for community, like the new Christian community we're starting in Ajax in Durham Region. For more information, do get in touch with me. I'd love to tell you more about our dream for a community growing out of the Redeem the Commute community. Now, today's Tuesday, so it's the day we look at the Bible and what it has to say about the topic we explored yesterday. And today we're looking at the story of what's known as Palm Sunday. It's a day that the church has long honored, a week before Easter, that looks at Jesus entering Jerusalem finally and being received like a king. I'll read that story now. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing untying this colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let him go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!'" Well, for a lot of people who've been following Jesus' career and developments, his followers, or just any Jew who was paying attention, Jesus was finally entering Jerusalem. Jerusalem, the seat of their government, the center of Jewish society, was where the rightful king should finally come. And so many people believed Jesus was the rightful king, the rightful Messiah, that they'd been pushing him for a long time to finally enter Jerusalem, to finally come and push out the Romans who were oppressing them, push out the corrupt religious authorities, and take his proper place leading their society. Couldn't have come early enough. And it seemed Jesus had squandered every opportunity to do that. So finally, people's hopes were being realized. His followers were thinking, finally, he's going to realize his potential and be received into Jerusalem as its king. Well, when Jesus finally did get to Jerusalem, he started to do strange things. He sent his followers into the city ahead of him, naturally enough. And you'd have expected him to be going in to get the most glorious ride possible. In our eyes, a Cadillac or a limo or some kind of luxurious vehicle to show how powerful and important he was. But instead, Jesus sends his followers into the city to get him a donkey. It's like he sent them in to get one of these rides that's only fit to be recycled. He sent them in to get a beater, the last car any king-to-be wants to be seen in. And he says, "Go get a young donkey who's never been ridden upon, and I'm going to tame that thing. I'm going to ride it." Donkeys are notoriously stubborn, and they're not very glorious animals. Think of Shrek's donkey from the movie Shrek. Like, he's not a glorious animal. He's so proud when somebody calls him a steed. Anybody else would laugh. He's this ridiculous little donkey. He's not a noble beast. He's the last thing you want to be seen in if you're planning to be seen as a king. And yet it's exactly what Jesus wants to ride into Jerusalem on. So he sends them ahead and he rides into town on a donkey. What a disappointment for his followers. What a disappointment for the average Jewish person waiting for a powerful military leader to come and take back their city. What a disappointment. Well, that leads into our question for you today. Our question for you today is, how are people today disappointed with God? Or people and institutions who claim to know God? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.